Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The USFL Gambling Podcast, USFL Playoff Reaction Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bird Dog Shorts. Dominate the summer with an amazing pair of shorts and a free Yeti style tumbler when you order over at birddogs.com/pool. Once again, that is birddogs.com/pool.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Playoff Reaction Show. What a fucking weekend we had as year two of the rebirth since 86 of the USFL playoffs was absolutely I thought it was fantastic. I cannot wait to break these games down and talk about the Freedom Cup that we got going on this Saturday at Tom Benson Stadium. If you're wondering just who the hell you're listening to, well, my name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm probably drinking too much and celebrating too much and not sleeping. Would have killed a normal man, but now that's gone. The medical advice I got from that was like being hit by lightning. Pretend it never happened and get on with your life.
Pretend it never happened and get along with your life, Patty C.
Sage wisdom.
Whew. I guess I got to introduce you, but man, I love this league. I really love this league. And I'm excited. I'm almost sad. I mean, we still got CFL. I'm watching CFL every week. But, I always want to be watching football, Patty C.
Yeah, we're getting used to this year-round thing, but USFL is special.
Always been year-round for me. Even when they didn't have the leagues going, or back in the day it was NFL Europe, but like...
Colby watched the USFL every spring for 30 years, waiting for it to come back.
Definitely true. Definitely true. I am joined by my co-host, give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito-eating, sideline kiss-stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Let's go. Whoa. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, you got to just love this league, though, man. I'm telling you.
Can we have more different games?
What do you
mean? Game one on Saturday versus game two on Sunday. slightly different viewing experience.
Well, first off, shout out to hope you tailed me on the picks total wise. Ate shit, but as far as picks, also I had a DFS lineup that cashed for some money.
There you go.
But Patty C, Saturday's action, the Panthers. Whoo, EJ Perry. Yeah, that guy's a stud, and it made me wonder the whole time watching him play. And you know, he didn't get that many reps the game prior. He looked like shit 2 weeks ago, right? But that was his first start, and he also didn't have that many reps because he wasn't with the team that long.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, to know that this guy was just sitting out here in the XFL and the CFL and the USFL didn't, he was just sitting at home for the past 8 weeks.
The numbers don't necessarily, you know, say an insane performance by him, but as he passed in the eye test more, decent numbers.
All I know is not many teams have been able to pass on the Maulers like that.
That's true. I guess when you consider the competition, it makes it look that much better.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back to when we're going to talk about another quarterback, but Patty C, I was impressed with the Panthers' performance. Ray Horton, I thought, almost cost me the game on a fake punt in the fourth quarter, but I was impressed by, honestly, I was impressed by Troy Williams and the way the Maulers' offense. They got down, I think, 17-10, and I thought, man, they're gonna lose this fucking game. They've been messing around. They've been the better team for the first half. They're gonna lose this game, and no, they battled back, got it to 17-17. Then, I mean, obviously, blew it with that 59-yard field. With that, in my opinion, that Stallions Maulers games. I know there was some tough calls. I'm sorry, not Stallions Maulers. Panthers Maulers. I know there's some tough calls, and I know Michigan Panther fans were DMing me saying that they were mad, but I thought it was
at you or at the refs?
At the refs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I honestly thought this was the best USFL game in the rebirth that I'd seen as far as back and forth. Maybe the Freedom Cup last year.
Yeah.
But at least this season.
Yeah.
This game was back and forth.
High stakes. Yeah. And never one team really pulling away by more than a possession than the other team. Pretty much a deadlock each game. Leads changing, even up to the last couple minutes of the game. Surprising that Pittsburgh was able to put together a drive after Michigan took a late lead. That is not Pittsburgh's forte.
That's what I'm saying. They battled back even in overtime. Yeah, Michigan told me,
like, then immediately put together a quick drive to send it to overtime.
Yes. And that was, once again, man, the conservative defensive approach drove me absolutely fucking crazy.
Prevents you from winning.
Yes, but in overtime, look, we've seen the Maulers struggle with a yard all year, including this game on the fake punt, where the fake punt, and then even the fourth and goal, they couldn't get it in from 1 yard. They end up getting a false start, which I think helped them. Then on fourth and goal from the six, they score.
Yeah, three attempts inside the one.
Yeah, it couldn't get it.
And then, he penalizes back to the six.
All year, 1 yard has been an issue. But then in overtime, I'm freaking out. I'm like, there's no way. Their offense doesn't know how to go, you know, 2 yards for a score, 3 yards for a score. Well, I was wrong. They were 2 for 2, and they got it done. And got very lucky that Reggie Corbin fumbled the ball. Mm-hmm. But wow, I mean, the Maulers, the defense though got cooked a little bit on a couple passes.
I mean, when you look at the stat line, you got to be more impressed with Michigan that game than you do Pitt. Now, I'm not saying, you know, Pitt, based on having beaten them soundly twice before, you know, third time it's tough to beat hammer a team three times, but still, 410 total yards versus 291. Pittsburgh did own the time of possession.
They had a fumble that was almost a fumble return for a touchdown. I mean, I'm saying they forced a fumble. They also had an interception. Pittsburgh's defense stepped up.
Yeah, they made some plays
like usual, but they did get cooked on the deep ball a couple times.
Yeah,
that made it super interesting. But Perry, man, I think Michigan might have something. Bobby Hebert 2.0, Patty C.
370 passing yards.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't happen against that defense.
Yeah,
I'd be curious to know. And I'm going to talk about it, but we're going to get more reaction in a second, because I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast, USFL Playoff Reaction Show, is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs make it look good, all right? Bird Dogs is it's like Alex McGoa shorts, all right?
Look, getting a little chub just thinking about it right now.
Bird Dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and the leg, giving you a truly, truly sculpted look. And they fit better in regular shorts because regular shorts are made of stiff, restricting cotton. All right, Bird Dog fixed this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khakis, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice all that movement. Bird Dog also uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. Say you're going to be at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium catching the Freedom Cup this Saturday. You're gonna need... All right, because I know how humid Ohio gets in the summer. You're going to need some of those Bird Dogs so your ass don't smell.
It could be the dead of winter. The amount of pressure that's going to be going on in that game is going to have you sweating, especially.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially down there. You better get them Bird Dogs.
You're going to be smelling like Nick Nolte in that mugshot if you don't fucking if you don't put some Bird Dogs on. Right, go to birddogs.com/pool. And enter the promo code pool for a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. They're just going to give you a tumbler for your holidays, for your summer. All right. That's birddogs.com/pool for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We can promise you that.
Pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, we are back on the USFL Gambling Podcast. Patty C, I want your takeaways, though, on we both locked up. Or no, my lock was the other one, but I still bet on Pittsburgh -3. Holy shit, were we fortunate? They win by 4. talk about a roller coaster. Talk about a roller coaster wager. Now I had the under 2, but and the under got cooked. But
well, I will say you looked a lot smarter than me when I said that the sure bet was Pittsburgh to cover 3. Then
I told you, man, with that offense, dude.
What happened with West Hills though? We'll get to that game, I guess. But that seems like it was a factor. Did he get injured?
Well, I don't think so.
He just they stopped feeding him. It didn't look like he was even.
They were getting blown out
late in the game. I guess what is he not capable of being a scat back when they need him?
Well, dude, I mean,
he generated 0 fantasy points. Which, by the way,
he didn't get injured.
I did win despite his pathetic fantasy performance. So fuck you all.
Oh well, I don't think I joined that group. I was going for some real money, but I should have joined the group.
You know what? I do it for the fans, Colby. I don't do it for you know. Not some hot shot.
Oh, I've came in first place before. You know, it's a feeling only
hot
a few can say.
Colby Dant.
But Patty C, hold on. Let's before we dive into the game in Birmingham at Penetrope Stadium, let's talk about this Maulers team because. They're in the Freedom Cup. They are in the Freedom Cup. And much like when we preview, I know USFL fans hate the XFL and the XFL hates the USFL to a certain extent, but I also host the XFL Gambling Podcast. Now, the league did everything in the XFL to help the Arlington Fan Renegades.
Attendant? Oh, the Arlington Renegades.
They made trades that made no sense to help that team.
Sure.
And they end up winning their championship against DC, even though we know DC was the best team.
Sure.
You have a scenario where the league did not help the Pittsburgh Maulers, but I'm kind of thinking that it's certainly possible they're one game away from having a 6-6 season and winning the Freedom Cup.
Yeah.
With that defense, we'll see. It's going to be interesting, but what's your takeaway? Ray Horton, year one. They won one game a year ago. Now they're in the Freedom Cup.
What was there a playoff game? Because Arlington Renegades went 4-6 regular season.
Yeah.
And then finished 6-6 after their championship.
I believe so.
They caught a lot.
They might have even been 5-7. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think they might have had a losing record. Either way, Pittsburgh would be 6-6 if they win the championship here. Also not a great look, but bound to happen when half the teams in the league go to the playoffs.
I looked up this history of back in the AFL and NFL. You had similar scenarios when that league first happened. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't think
it's going to happen when you have a league that doesn't have, of course, but when you don't have that many teams, yeah, they were 4-6 in the regular season and they ended up winning both games in the playoffs to go to 6-6. So that is the Dallas Renegades. Yeah. So,
identical situation. So based on that, if Pittsburgh does win, you can't really say one league's format is any better than the other leagues. Well, they both have eight teams, right?
Yeah, that's just going to happen. Yeah, that's just going to happen. Yeah. But I can tell you this, the league didn't help out. They didn't take Perry. They didn't take Mark Thompson and said, here, Pittsburgh, have him for a linebacker that has one tackle on the season.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They didn't let them go out and sign like the best Vic Bolden, who was the MVP of the Freedom Cup a year ago.
Do you think is going to be less likely to do that, Moose Johnson or The Rock?
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. All right, look, we want to recap the game that happened at Penetrope Stadium, but I want to tell you also that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Yes, Best Ball Mania is here, and Underdog Fantasy is giving away $15 million in prizes. Underdog Pick'em is a great way to get down on MLB player props. They have all that good stuff when football season comes around. Even for USFL, they have player props. So hop on over there. So many ways to win on Underdog and active in so many different states. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com. Use that promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN. Patty, see, there were rumblings that Canton might have their own team because you can buy a season ticket package for next year in Canton. And the question is are they doing year three at the Hub? Or are they going to have a Canton franchise, which, you know, I was tagged in this. You were tagged in this, I think. The Canton Bulldogs should be that team.
Hello.
They should be that team. I know some people were saying it should be the Canton Blitz. No, that name's terrible.
I mean, is the Canton Bulldogs, they're one of the first two or three, you know, original pro football teams of all time.
They
got to
do it. You think they should just go random and just name them something?
No. If you're doing Canton, you better do the Bulldogs.
Yeah, come on. Let's do this. Expand. Canton Bulldogs. Moose Johnson, call 1-800-PICK-DUNDEE. I'm here for you. And
that said, yeah. I know everyone, of course, wants the butts in the stands. Fans make a big difference. We gave NBA a really hard time.
The NBA?
NBA when there weren't any fans during
Do they even have fans?
Right. Well,
it's like two franchises.
Right. We're
like
continuing to give the NBA a hard time.
Yeah.
But either way, fans add a lot, and we all want to see them there.
That's to me the next step they need to take.
But I'll say this: if it doesn't happen, if the USFL is taking their time with it, I don't care.
Well, I can tell you this: you make a good case for the fact that they should maybe expand first, because knowing that EJ Perry was just sitting there, knowing that Dakota Prokop just got cut, and you're like, wait, the last time he played in the game, he looked really good.
Yeah,
that means you could find other teams.
Dude, there is no shortage of talent at that level. You
there's
know?
More college football teams playing today than ever before. There's over 700 college football team programs.
Yeah.
You know,
you have probably in any given year nowadays, five elite quarterbacks, right? Five tier two quarterbacks, right? And then everyone else is the same.
Well, and clearly you're seeing that to me, scouting is at a low because Alex McGough was a backup quarterback.
At Seattle, right?
Yes. Dakota Prokop. No, it was a backup quarterback last year in the USFL.
In the USFL. Yeah. That too.
So I'm not saying that Skip Holtz's fault. They won the championship with Jamar Smith and he's good.
He is good.
But clearly we have not done our homework on clearly something and knowing that EJ Perry's just sitting there and he plays like that.
Yeah.
And you're just like, now who knows if he could do it all year long, but I can tell you this, Dakota Prokop just got cut. And I'm wondering why, because if you watch the film, I think you see a decent quarterback.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
So I think there is room, even though there is a CFL, an ELF, a XFL. There's clearly room.
100%. Yeah. McLeod Bethel Thompson came out of the CFL. Who is the Philadelphia Stars?
Brian Scott's in the CFL now, and he's not even starting on the Argos. Yeah. So
at that level, you know, I will say I think
PJ Walker's still in the NFL. He's on the Bears. Tyler Heineke is
Taylor Heineke was a backup.
Taylor Heineke.
But no, who's a Birmingham quarterback? I'm drawing a blank.
Alex McGough.
McGough, I do think, should get a crack at the
pros.
No,
of course. But my point is the scouting. The reason why we should have this is Kevontae Turpin popped off screen. This guy was in the ELF. He was in the USFL.
Yeah.
He pops off screen the same way Alex McGough does, the same way Mark Thompson does.
And in the league, so many, just like NFL, NBA, so much of like what gets a player cut or not cut is like, system. Okay, yeah, you know the system. You've been here for 5 years. You can help us out. Even though this guy is more talented than you, right? We don't want you because, A, your contract is locked in, and, you know the system well.
Yeah.
You're a reliable backup.
So to me, if they were to expand, I know some say, well, the USFL and XFL should merge. I'm okay with them competing. I don't want them to merge. Now,
yeah, I agree.
Could you add teams? I think you could. I know people would say, well, look, you already got this type of, I'm like, what do you mean? If EJ Perry was sitting there, not on a roster, and you were able to do that with them, then after one game, and I think you can use plenty of those examples.
Yeah, we just saw Josh Love be what he was for an entire season. If you're saying, okay, well, you have a quarterback of Josh Love's caliber, therefore, you know, don't expand it because you don't want to take anyone else on. Yeah. And then lo and behold, you just bring some guy in and he crushes.
Troy Williams wasn't on a roster last year. He's in the Freedom Cup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like you can go one by one on this.
There's plenty of room for the league to expand.
Yeah.
I would take that too. I will take either one, but we want both. Yeah. We want a home field, but we also want league expansion.
Yes, definitely true. Okay. Now let's get to this game at Penetrope Stadium because Patty C, that was my number one lock, and boy, I didn't even sweat.
Over early.
First drive of the game, receiver falls down, interception by the Stallions. And I think the Breakers took a 7-3 lead, but after that, goodbye. And let me tell you, this was the first game where I thought it was like Kevontae Turpin to me. Alex McGough, I'm like, he's better than everyone in the league.
Yeah.
And
You
saw that last year with Kevontae Turpin. He's a Pro Bowler in the NFL.
Yeah.
I am.
He's just a step ahead of everyone.
Sold on this guy being now, they had 553 yards of offense. They averaged 9 yards a play. This is this is a team that they've played twice. You would think the third time would be the hardest. Not the case. They were dominant. Every play was like a highlight film, man. 9.9 yards per pass. You know what I mean? Like Sternberger is a pro to me. McGough is a pro, and Shark Dog made an appearance. He's back. He played good.
Nice.
I mean, dude, this team looked dominant. What'd you make of this game? Because this was just an ass whooping. Even the points, even if you look at that, the way that, the game shook out is, you know, New Orleans scored 15 in the fourth. This was a 40-7 game
after three quarters.
Yeah. 40-7.
That is an absolute ass kicking. McGough, he's a fun interview, by the way.
4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 310 yards, only 10 incompletions. And he also rushed for 84 yards and a touchdown. 10.5 yards a rush, Patty C. Holy shit, I haven't seen a dominating performance like that all year.
Is he the best quarterback since the rebirth of the USFL?
In any of these leagues? Probably. CFL probably has some.
But I mean,
World League had some.
Who's the spring
NFL
league?
Europe/World League had some guys. Brad Johnson and Del Holm.
Yeah. Tommy Maddox was
in XFL. The XFL. Yeah.
But who was Alex McGough. I'm impressed with it. Like he's a good interview. But he talks about extending plays, getting out of the pocket.
In there. Yeah.
There you go. We've had some guys, but we'll see if McGough can be that. No, who's the guy who's like the spring league king right now? He was the USFL or XFL MVP, I want to say, at least 2 years.
Jordan Tamu?
Tamu.
Yeah. I mean, he had a great season after struggling in the USFL last year.
He had a good season, but look,
I would
say
he's not like this. He didn't pop like this. Yeah. Of course, dude.
Jordan Tamu is a rich man's Kenji Bahar.
Yeah.
Alex McGough is like Kenny Pickett
or better. To me, he looks better than Kenny Pickett because he's got better wheels.
Yeah, dude, I'm really impressed. I don't know how he's not on NFL roster, but I want to see him in Birmingham forever. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I know they have Jamar Smith too. They have Slaughter on this roster too. So like, that's
Skip
another
Olds
one.
Skip Olds has a fucking eagle eye for talent.
Well, dude, and they've been doing this without Bo Scarborough.
Yeah.
All year.
And Shark Dog. They just got superstars like chilling and they're still dominating.
Marlon Williams, no Vic Bolden, and boom, Sternberger, Davis and Kane at the wideout spots.
Let me ask you
Michael
this.
Petway, yeah.
I know. The new league, DC United, MLS is a comparable, like from a TV rating standpoint. DC United won the first 2 years and lost in the championship the third year. At what point is it bad for the league for Birmingham to keep winning?
I mean, I think you're building a fan base right now in Birmingham more so than anywhere. So, and they look good, man. I don't think it's a bad thing.
And the fans in the South love football and
I like
Alabama's
the fact
always
that
needed a team.
I like that New Orleans and Birmingham's played in the Southern Championship to get to the Freedom Cup the past 2 years, and that's starting to develop now. If they go to their hubs, I think it's even better.
Yeah,
sign me up for it.
Yeah, I think you don't mess with it. Look, if we got the Green Bay Packers of Vince Lombardi era and Skip Holtz from year one of the USFL, let it ride, baby. Let it ride, buddy.
So, Patty C, we have our Freedom Cup. So let's talk about this for a second. And I know we got Thursday's show with NC Nick where we'll talk and do our DFS and everything. DFS rosters, we'll give them away. But this is a rematch back in week four. This is what I find very interesting. Back in week four, the Maulers lost to Birmingham to move to 1-3, and Birmingham was 3-1, right? Now, Birmingham had to have a kick return for a touchdown with like 3 minutes left to win this game because the Maulers were winning.
Yeah.
And you look back at that matchup and they really did a great job. The Maulers held that offense to 281 yards of offense. The Maulers had more yards, 311. They also got 6.3 yards per play compared to Birmingham's 4.7. That was with Alex Mago.
That's astounding.
That's what I'm saying. That was with Alex Mago, and they were right there. They were right there to win the game.
And much like this playoff game, I would be willing to bet that most of the games that Pittsburgh lost and won, but certainly the ones they lost, they probably didn't outgain their opponent. So for them to outgain Birmingham in a game is kind of wild.
And when you look back at Mago, you know what he did? He struggled that game, just completed 58% of his passes, 5.4 yards a pass, Patty C, one touchdown, two interceptions. Now he did run the ball 48 yards on the ground and a touchdown, but he was their leading rusher because Marable wasn't successful against the Maulers defense. That means, and I think Sternberger was held to just one catch for 5 yards. Makes for a interesting.
And again, you know, Pittsburgh, a type of team that can play in, you know, a close game or certainly from ahead, you know, lean on the run, milk the clock, play great defense. You know, you don't have to get desperate and start creating turnover, throwing picks, trying to catch up. That's a good spot for them. If Birmingham has trouble moving the ball on them, and what do you think caused Birmingham to have trouble moving the ball on Pittsburgh's defense?
I just think it's the best defense, and I think their pass rush can get after. They don't need to blitz.
Yeah,
that pass rush can get after.
Sagapolo.
Yeah, and Boogie Roberts.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they drop their both of their linebackers are excellent in coverage. Was it Casino? And then obviously Reuben Foster. And then they have great players in the defensive backfield. The other thing about them is obviously special teams. It's funny because
that's how they lost the game. They gave up. Birmingham had the kick return for a touchdown.
Yeah. Now I would say typically defensively on special teams, they're pretty good. You know, they get after the ball. But they return the ball well, they kick the ball well, but when they're trying to convert like they did on that fake punt, anytime they're actually in possession of the ball on offense prior to the play starting, things are going to go bad.
I actually question in-game management. I know that sounds crazy because they're in the championship game. So who am I? I'm just a fucking idiot talking to you, but I've wondered that all year. Some of the fourth and inches where they've kicked field goals or they've gone to the shotgun on fourth and inches and they get stuffed, or like they did with the fake punt. They had
so many, how many false starts can you get also, like, at timely situations? Yeah. It's amazing that Pittsburgh won that game in that capacity, because they kept getting snap infractions. The quarterback the center
were lucky
kept double
to convert on fourth down at the end of the game.
Yes, man. I mean, they had I don't even know what they're doing. They had a fourth and one. They end up getting a fourth and six and converting, but they had a second and one. They go from the gun. They lose a yard.
Yeah.
Then they try this gimmick shit, this like jet sweep. Yeah, right? It's like, dude, you are a yard away. Yeah,
your whole game
Troy
is
William is big.
Fullbacks.
Yes. Yeah. And you have Groshek and you have London. Just
and
move
Stocky.
Forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, this begs the question, what makes a good coach? Is it pregame preparation or is it in-game, management? Clearly, Horton is not the greatest in-game manager, but
he's in the championship game.
They come into the game with a great game plan. So
true. And that's going to make it super exciting for Thursday night show, folks. Subscribe where you can watch it live on YouTube. Just type in USFL Gambling Podcast, subscribe, and then you'll get the notification. We're going to be live Thursday talking about the Freedom Cup. We're going to give out, obviously who we like to win, with the points, the total. We'll talk about the total. We'll give away our DFS lineups and invite you to come play DFS with us. So subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. Patty, see, we only got one USFL game left in year two. You want 400 teams. What cities? Give me them right now. Because you think that if they're going to do one, they're going to do four.
Give me San Diego. I don't know. You give me some others.
DC, but they won't do it because of the defenders.
Not until the defenders are gone.
What about Raleigh, North Carolina?
Too much in the east.
They're
going to
go
west.
Yeah. What about northeast, though? They could go northeast still, right?
Could go northeast. There's room there.
But if they go west, I think you go. They
Denver
own
gold.
No, you got to go Oakland. They've been robbed
Oakland,
of all their teams.
San Diego,
the A's are about
Oakland,
to get.
Yep.
Then you probably want to go.
Maybe even Portland.
No, I don't know how much they like football, but their soccer fans are fantastic. So maybe I'm thinking Arizona,
Oregon State,
Arizona. I think Arizona. You go Phoenix.
Yeah.
Arizona, San Diego and Oakland. You're covering two areas where teams have been taken out of.
Yeah.
And you're also covering an area that's growing in football. So, and then at number four, you could go Denver. You also could go Texas team again. You could go Gunslingers again. You could go Oklahoma City is an interesting one because they don't have a pro football team. We see how the Thunder are.
Sure.
Oklahoma State.
They
never
nuts for it.
So I think you go Oklahoma. Here's the problem is you can't go both out. Well, I guess if you go Arizona Wranglers and Oklahoma Outlaws again, then you have those two. You got to make up a San Diego name.
Yeah.
And then you got to go. But we were talking Canton Bulldogs. If one of the teams is the Canton Bulldogs, they can't be in the West.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, right now it's North and South. So what do you do?
So this is what I think you do then is you have the Generals, Maulers, and
Stars
in the North. And you got to add one Northern team.
Yeah.
Either DC, Boston, New York City.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Generals is New York City.
What about what we said? General Stars. Pittsburgh, and then what about Detroit or Michigan?
No, because that's going to be with Canton and Chicago, the Blitz.
Yeah,
and one other team.
Okay, so like a North Central.
Yeah,
you know.
Now the one other team, in my opinion, should be in the Central, Milwaukee, baby.
Milwaukee. How about this?
Milwaukee or Buffalo?
St. Louis,
towns.
But XFL has St. Louis.
Yeah,
right?
You can't do that one.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's great.
Or Buffalo.
Buffalo's great too.
Yeah. And then in the North, we still need one franchise though, unless you go Raleigh Durham and put them in the North. That's you just go Washington Federals. You own it. You battle
you
it.
Go
out,
Washington.
America
what about?
Style.
Hey, we're out. Here.
Feds are the greatest fucking name.
Feds are great.
Come on, they gotta go
if
back. Those
you're
uniforms
gonna
are fire.
Go like with the DC national theme. At least get a little fucking
originality
like, thing that people actually hate about it. You know, don't go Capitals. Don't make it this Mickey Mouse shit.
Federals
make it
is better than Caps too.
Like, yeah.
It's
we
great.
Are the feds. We're gonna come and bust
great.
You and
yeah,
take your money.
Fucking
fuck
great.
You. You hate
and
us.
Those uniforms are fire.
Yeah.
It's fire. Don't
great.
Change those uniforms.
What about this though? LA Express.
Of course that works.
LA fucking Express. I want to go to some games, Colby.
True. But if you're gonna put the Canton, what are they gonna be playing Canton every weekend? It's true. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Folks, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We'll be here to talk about all of the news, all the good times. We love everything about this league and Moose Johnson, the Freedom Cup, all that good shit. And we're excited for it. Give us a follow at USFL Gambling on Twitter. Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. And NC Nick's also on Twitter at NC_NICK. Subscribe, tell a friend, and we'll be back Thursday on the road to the Freedom Cup. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Run and shoot.